Jermaine Franklin joins us from the Final Four. Jermaine, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Jay?
Man, a lot. Now, I didn't look into it. How often are two number ones in the final?
It's not very often. Yeah. I don't have the exact stats myself, but it's not very often. Although one seeds do usually go on far, they don't always meet in the final. That's for sure.
Wisconsin really didn't have a lot of hype. Of course, Kentucky had a ton. Duke always gets a lot with their program. But, you know, Wisconsin was there last year, didn't make it to the final. Now they defeat Kentucky. And while it was an upset, full marks for their victory. And so when you break this game down tonight, Jermaine, what do you see as the strengths of Wisconsin and how maybe what's the keys for them to defeat Duke?
Well, the two guys for Wisconsin, without a doubt, is Frank Kaminsky as well as Sam Decker. So Kaminsky is the 7-footer who can put the ball on the ground, and he can actually play point if he wanted to. Apparently, he played point guard in high school, and that's what draws such a matchup problem for him, because he has a great post game. However, when another 7-footer is guarding him, what Wisconsin likes to do is to bring him out around the perimeter, which forces the bigger player that isn't as agile to try and guard Kaminsky in an uncomfortable situation, and he can take advantage of it in any way he can, simply because he can knock down the outside jumper as well. So if they don't follow him, he can knock down the tray. And Sam Decker has just been ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
He's shooting 50% from behind the arc in this tournament, and he could easily be named the player of the tournament if he has another outstanding performance tonight.
On the other side, what do you see Duke needing to do to win?
Well, that's the thing. I think this is the best part about this game. Both teams' best players are playing the same position. So Jahlil Okafor is arguably going to be the number one pick overall this year, maybe number two. He's the 7-footer or 6'11", if you want to get technical, and his post game is unbelievable. So Frank Kaminsky is going to have trouble guarding him in the post. Okafor is going to have trouble guarding Kaminsky on the perimeter. Which game plan is going to succeed? And then I mentioned Sam Decker. The Duke's answer to that, I believe, is Justice Winslow, who is a freshman, but he is a man, gentlemen. He's like 6'8", well over 220, and just seeing him play the other night as well as talking to him yesterday, this kid is for real. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes high in the lottery as well, because he could be Duke's answer to shutting down Sam Decker. And then if those two players equal each other out, then it's up to the guard play, and then it's anybody's game.
Jermaine Franklin from TSN joins us, getting us set for the national championship tonight. Jermaine, you talked about a lot of the guys in this game, but if you had to, who would you say is the best individual player playing in tonight's game?
That's a good question. I would say, simply because of experience, Frank Kaminsky is the best individual player in the game. And it has everything to do with experience. He has a strong post game. He can play the perimeter. He can distribute the ball well. He knows when to turn things up in a game. And he rarely, if ever, gets in foul trouble, which is huge. And I think that's just because he's a little bit older. He's a senior. He's been through these wars. He was in this situation last year in the Final Four. So in terms of the best player now today in this game, it would be Kaminsky. But in terms of talent, it's probably going to be Jahlil Okafor.
Jermaine, Coach K and Duke have won four national championships since 1991. What would a fifth national championship do to Coach K's legacy?
You know, it's kind of funny. I don't think it'll do much. And Coach K said the same thing yesterday. He's like, listen, be bigging himself up. But it's obvious. He's like, look, we have set our place in history. And that's what he's told the team. This game is about them. Coach K, he has four championships. He has over 1,000 regular season wins. He doesn't have anything left to prove. He's won gold medals with the USA. So what this will do, it will add to it, but it certainly, I don't think you can get any higher than what he is already in terms of legendary coaches. or even the program of Duke. They're there. They are there. So when it comes to them, Duke trying to win a fifth national championship, it's the first for these kids. There's four freshmen, and it's really about the players accomplishing the ultimate in the 1 year that they have.
On the other side of that, Jermaine, Wisconsin, I guess if we compare it to Duke, you know, pretty solid program, but, you know, this would be a huge boost for them.
Oh, it would be unbelievable. And I coined it, it's almost like the royalty, because Duke is royalty in college basketball, against the working class. Wisconsin, like you said, solid program, has had successes, but nowhere near the status of Duke, and rightfully so, because they haven't won a championship since 1941.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Ryan might be the best representation of Wisconsin possible, because he has won four championships. He has had a undefeated season, but it was all in Division III. He's worked his way up. He has over 750 wins now as a Division I coach, but he doesn't have that championship. This would be like the cherry on top and proof that he can win in any situation. So this, if Wisconsin wins, it would be an absolutely huge, huge win for the program and the university.
Well, I was looking, I don't even think they've been in the final since they won in 1941 when they beat
exactly.
Washington State. So, you know, just getting here is a monumental accomplishment for them. But now, of course, they want to win. And I know the odds makers has them at the favorite. I'm not sure that means anything or not. But going back to quickly, you know, we talked a little bit about them defeating Kentucky. Duke really dominated Michigan State, especially from the free throw line, right? Even it was interesting, Tom Izzo after the game said, I guess I've got to recruit different. I need guys who can take the ball to the rim because the game has changed. Does that come into play at all tonight in the fact that, you know, is Duke just going to continue to attack and hope to win this game from the free throw line?
Yeah, I mean, that could have a huge factor, and that's where the officiating is so key, because I did mention that Kaminsky doesn't foul. Wisconsin as a whole doesn't foul. I believe, I don't know exactly where they were, but fouls per game is very low. They could be number one in the NCAA for that. They don't leave their feet. They don't challenge. That's why they have they're very low on the block shot range. But if Wisconsin gets in foul trouble, they won't even know how to handle that, to tell you the truth, because it rarely happens. So if Wisconsin's game plan works out, what does that mean for Duke? If Duke doesn't get to the line as often as they're used to, will they have the game to win it outright? And that's the next question. I think if Wisconsin does foul, it will be on Jahlil Okafor, because he's the one guy who can't shoot foul shots. He's kind of like Shaq. He's shooting 50% from the free throw line. So it'll be very interesting to see how the officiating goes, how Wisconsin responds to it, how Duke responds to it. Because if they're expecting calls and Wisconsin at the same time isn't expecting to get called, one of those things are going to give, and both teams are very good at their strengths. Wisconsin not fouling, Duke drawing the foul. It's going to be incredible.
Jermaine Franklin from TSN joins us from the Final Four, getting a set for the game today between Duke and Wisconsin. Now, Jermaine, what's the atmosphere like in Indianapolis, a big basketball market? Is it going to be a pro-Duke crowd or is it going to be a pro-Wisconsin crowd tonight?
I think it's going to be split right down the middle. Obviously, Big Blue Nation of Kentucky, they took over this town, but obviously they left a little sheepishly. So I'm seeing a lot of Duke Blue. I'm seeing a lot of Wisconsin Red. A lot of people made the drive. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. It's crazy, guys. I mean, this is a basketball game being played in an 80,000-seat football stadium, and they always pack it in. The funny thing I noticed on the walk over here to Lucas Oil Stadium was all the binoculars that I saw around people's necks. And that's what they're going to need to watch this game. That's what I'm going to need to watch this game if I don't watch the big screen. So it's an interesting, if you really want to see the game, it's an interesting experience, because only a few people will actually be able to see it up close. But just to be in the atmosphere and feel the energy and the ups and downs of it all, it's pretty special.
Jermaine Franklin, joining us, of course, at the NCAA Final Four National Championship tonight. Duke taking on Wisconsin. Wisconsin looking for their first national championship since 1941. Duke, of course, last won it in 2010 when they defeated Butler by 2 points, and have this would be their 11th championship, or sorry, fifth if they can win it. I do want to quickly switch to hockey. The Calgary Flames in a battle for their playoff lives with three games to go. Excuse me, Bennett. Do you think he gets into a game?
Honestly, I'm surprised. I'm surprised, but I think, you know what? I think he may get into a game. Honestly, I personally wouldn't have had him called him up right away, or I personally thought that he'd play in the American League first, but Calgary management knows better than me, and it's desperation time. This kid, they believe, is going to be a star, and maybe he's going to be fast-tracked. So, yeah, I believe he can get into a game for sure.
It'll be curious to see. Do you think the Flames are going to be able to hold on to their playoff spot right now?
This next game is huge. They got to beat Arizona, obviously. And then it's all about L.A. and Winnipeg. It's going to be tough. I think they can do it. I said that I thought that they had it, I guess, a month ago. So I shouldn't renege on it. It's going to be a battle to the end. Cheering for Vancouver tonight, I'm sure Flames fans are, just so the Kings are a little bit tougher. And it's going to be... The playoffs have already started, gentlemen. So it'll be interesting to see how the Flames continue to react to it. The games that they played against teams that were in it have not been fantastic, except for against Nashville. And it'll be interesting to see once they take care of business, assuming they take care of business against Arizona, the last two games of the season are just going to be absolutely huge.
Jermaine, enjoy the title game. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Duke. My heart says Wisconsin, but I'm going to go with Duke. They seem to be primed and ready, and Coach K always seems to have an answer.
Always good to catch up with you, Jermaine. Enjoy it. Get some binoculars.
Thanks, guys.